The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Charles Morris. This week, The Long Black Veil.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed beneath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot.
For more than 50 years, the haunting charms of the Long Black Veil have proved irresistible to many of the world's leading musicians. They include Johnny Cash, Joan Baez, The Band, Nick Cave, Mick Jagger, and the Dave Matthews Band. Many others, such as Bruce Springsteen, have included it in their concert repertoire. That such fine songwriters chose to record this American murder ballad speaks of its calibre and longevity. The appeal of The Long Black Veil lies in its memorable melody and chorus and lyrics that tell a compelling story from an unusual perspective. The song is told from the grave by a man who was hanged for a murder he did not commit. He could have saved himself, but chose not to because his alibi also carried a terrible price. He reveals, "I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife." He chose death rather than dishonour for his lover and himself. The chorus then tells us how, 10 years on, his grieving lover, wearing a long black veil, still visits his grave, quote, "where the night winds wail."
In a long black veil, she visits my grave when the night winds wail.
The lyrics are masterfully economic yet vivid, and the tale unfolds like a film in a mere 3 verses and chorus. The Long Black Veil was composed in the late 1950s, but evokes an America long past. That was the intention of its lyricist, Danny Dill, who explained that he wanted to produce, he said, an instant folk song, somewhat in the style of Burl Ives, who later recorded it. One of Dill's inspirations was a legend about a mysterious woman who, wearing a black veil, repeatedly visited the grave of the film star Rudolph Valentino.
She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night when the cold winds blow, she stands by my grave and cries soft and low.
Danny Dill's co-writer, Mary John Wilkin, was, like him, a Southern singer-songwriter. Her life was itself the stuff of a country song. Her first husband was killed in the Second World War, and after 2 broken marriages and a period of alcoholism, she eventually found redemption in religion. This latter phase of Wilkin's life inspired her to compose the hit song One Day at a Time with Kris Kristofferson. The Long Black Veil was first recorded in 1959 by the honky-tonk singer Lefty Frizzell. He applied his rich baritone drawl to a standard hop-along country tempo. It proved an immediate hit in the country charts.
Somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it made my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend.
The song's greatest champion, however, was Johnny Cash. He recorded it on his album from 1965, Orange Blossom Special, and on his live record at Folsom Prison 3 years later. He also included it on a list of what he called 100 Essential Country Songs that he compiled for his teenage daughter, Roseanne, in 1973. She was embarking on life as a professional musician. "This is your education," he told her. Roseanne Cash selected 12 songs from her father's favoured 100 for her album released in 2009, called The List. The Long Black Veil was on it.
Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
The song's darker qualities unsurprisingly attracted Johnny Cash. And it was also a predictable choice for the rock group The Band on their 1968 debut album Music from the Big Pink. Their own compositions often conjured up a mythic American past, and The Long Black Veil slotted perfectly into the genre.
She walks these hills in a long
The most radical rendition of the song came from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds in 1986. They gave it a bluesy, eerie feel, and Cave's voice wails and moans like the cold night wind.
On a cold, dark night, someone was killed in the town hall line. There were few at the scene, but they all agree that the slayer who ran.
One of the most atmospheric versions of The Long Black Veil came 9 years later, when the Irish folk band The Chieftains made it the title track of a collection of collaborations with rock stars. They asked Mick Jagger to perform the vocal, and the result is a majestic, slower interpretation, with Jagger delivering a fine blend of country and Celtic vocal styles.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed beneath the town hall.
Dave Matthews gave the song a rockier stamp in 1999, and versions have kept coming since. The Long Black Veil, the ballad of a man who decides to pay the ultimate price for his betrayal, seems destined to captivate for years to come.
Oh, she walks these hills in a long black veil.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost £27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.